back to today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuning in live this Thursday, July 14th, 2016, on the One and Only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, again, thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley, and I didn't mention in the first hour, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you can dive into the chat area. It's always lively, informative, I would say, at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. So feel free to jump in there. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we'll go to the phones in a second. Just to kind of finish fleshing out that point, you know, you heard the video that went viral on Facebook. It was a trending topic, actually, for a few days. Kaylin Chapman James, first Black Miss Alabama, reflecting on the violence of last week, or the perceived violence, the incidents, as I would call them, because I wouldn't even really call them shootings necessarily. I would just want to draw attention to the contrived nature of much of what we see in the media and the intelligence community's propensity for staging these kinds of incidents for political reasons. And why are we not looking there first? So you have her remarks. Before that, we played Dale Hansen, News 8 sports commentator, sportscaster, reflecting on the Dallas incident. This, to me, categorizes what is happening in America. You know, his synopsis of how just kind of numb we are to it. And the media, through Hollywood, essentially, you know, steering and guiding the emotional response of people in an exhausting and schizophrenic fashion. But as interesting, you know, when you look at the facts, I mean, the CNN story yesterday, as I mentioned, CDC needs to break silence on gun violence, say African-American health officials, quoting Dr. George Benjamin, executive director of American Public Health Association, who said he feels like an endangered species, and yet they point to 18 of the worst mass shootings in the U.S., and that whole storyline is contrived. I mean, it's just layers of contrivances at this point, but scant few of those 18 stories deal with this issue. How ironic is that? Where is the obvious discussion of cognitive dissonance? Not to mention the fact that another trending topic on Facebook yesterday was the National Bureau of Economic Research study showing no racial differences in officer-involved shootings. The NBER study of 1,332 police shootings between 2000 and 2015, you could say the post-9/11 era, Israeli occupation-style militarized law enforcement era, found bias in use of force, but not shootings. So I would say not shootings yet. So it hasn't escalated to shootings yet, but obviously there's a bias in use of force. And that, again, speaks to that Israeli, you know, occupation-style militarization of law enforcement that I mentioned in the first hour. So, interestingly, author Roland G. Fryer Jr. said it was, quote, the most surprising result of my career. Interesting. NBER did find differences, as I said, in the application of non-lethal force, but made clear that neither the raw data, because, you know, as I said yesterday, there is the massaging of data, and I mentioned, you know, Benjamin Disraeli's words quoted by Mark Twain, lies, damn lies, and statistics. But the study mentioned and made it clear that neither the raw data nor an expanded view when contextual factors are taken into account demonstrate racial differences in an officer's use of lethal force. NBER used the following police departments to gather their information. They used Boston, Camden, Austin, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, and six Florida counties. So, you know, it's a cross section, perhaps not entirely representative, particularly in places like Boston, you might say, but it was a cross section. So that's interesting, but we're not having that broader discussion. And instead of having an honest discussion, what's happening is things like what Joe Pags did, I think yesterday. You know, Joe Pagliarulo, syndicated talk show host, had one of the Black Lives Matter leaders in Minneapolis, or a purported leader, on the phone, and who knows what the nature of that conversation was. I believe that it was a legitimate, you know, organic, not contrived, not staged conversation. It didn't go well. This young man, Oluchi Omioga, was on the phone for a couple of minutes with Joe Pags, and it didn't go well. He's very outspoken in his repudiation of the Black Lives Matter movement. And without getting into that, there's a difference between the movement and the people. I would say the people there are propagandized as well. But today he has Heather McDonald, author of The War on Cops, doing what he calls setting the record straight on what's really happening. And it's again, it's propaganda. It's being fed into camps. The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Safe, Heather McDonald's book. What about Bradley Balko's book, Rise of the Warrior Cop? You know, we need to have an honest discussion. Anyway, there's more to say on that, but the phone lines are open, and let's go to the phones real quick. And okay. All right, well, yeah, let's go to the phones and grab Dave in Nevada. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I called in yesterday, and there are a few other things that I wanted to talk about in relation, in continuation with the theme today.
It was a fantastic call yesterday on the National Intel Report, by the way. Appreciated your call very much.
This is on a slightly different matter, but still related to all this Black Lives Matter stuff. First of all, I think one of the problems is Facebook. Facebook is kind of a dangerous outlet for people to go to, and it's kind of you were mentioning propaganda, and it's becoming kind of a propaganda piece itself. I heard that recording that you played of her. Is that Miss Alabama or whatever?
Yeah, the first Black Miss Alabama, as you know, the media likes to report, Kaylin Chapman James. Yeah.
And that was on Facebook?
Yeah. Yep. She posted it on Facebook, and it was actually a trending topic, which, you know, speaking of the trending topics and your point, Facebook has admitted and come under fire for the fact that they have people. It's not just algorithms that set the trending topics. They have people involved in, you know, massaging those topics, which they're, you know, fully free to do. It's their platform, but they have been misleading about how that works and how they do that. So,
yeah, and Facebook is also the forum that was used to do the live stream of the Philando Castile shooting, the alleged shooting,
exactly
as well.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting what they're choosing to show on, I'll call it selective Facebook. Because I do believe it's also kind of a part of the whole Google selective. It's propaganda, and that speech itself by that Miss Alabama was pretty much to me a very emotional piece of propaganda. And the problem I have with a lot of these I'll call them women who are on these, who are interviewed, is that they start crying. And that's a powerful piece of propaganda right there, and people buy into that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of this stuff that they show on TV and on Facebook is really dangerous, because the face of a woman crying is propaganda. That's what it is. And you'll hear a lot of these women, they'll say the same thing at any of these shootings. It's like a pat response. My son or my child got killed at this club, and we need to get rid of these semi-automatic AR-15 rifles with fully loaded magazines.
Right.
It's the same stuff over and over again. And so it's just the whole Facebook thing is just really dangerous.
Like the crisis actor Christine Lyonens, or I think that's how you pronounce her name, and her alleged son Christopher, who was in the Orlando incident. Anyway, yeah.
And it's funny because you hear these interviews, and all of a sudden these mothers, they become gun experts.
Right.
You know,
which
overnight
is what she did.
Really,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to mention was Black Lives Matter. I was wondering if you think that it could possibly be, if Black Lives Matter could be possibly be part of ISIS or involved somehow with ISIS.
I wouldn't say that directly. It's different political rhetoric for a different camp, and you know, to divide and conquer. But ISIS is it's born out of the ideological roots of Wahhabism and Salafism, the Islamic to call it Islamic I think is disingenuous, but it is the, you know, Wahhabism and Salafism is that Sunni subset of Islam purportedly that the radical fundamentalist jihadists of the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, you know, ISIS, the Taliban, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Nusra Front, et cetera, et cetera. They all stem from that ideological bent, Wahhabism, which is really the essentially the official state religion of Saudi Arabia, and that propaganda is what drives ISIS essentially, that and the politics that the Western intelligence community pumps into it. But yeah. You know, like their problem with the Sykes-Picot agreement, for example, that they focus on, ISIS focuses on, but the Black Panther movement obviously has a slightly different political bent, though it's just as militant and just as radical. So.
Right. Well, the reason why I bring it up is because there's kind of like people are starting to refer back to Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X was a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Black American Muslim elements in this country, and I would be surprised if that element wasn't already lodged somewhere deep inside the Black Lives Matter movement that's going to probably creep up on the surface sometime.
So
that's why I brought that up, because I'm seeing the name Malcolm X is starting to crop up.
Well, you know, the...
in the media.
Yeah. The, the Dallas gunman, as they're calling him, you know, Micah X. Johnson.
Right.
He's Micah Javier, and it's, you know, if you do a Google search for Micah Javier Johnson, you get about 1 million hits. If you do a Google search for Micah X. Johnson, you get over 6 million at last count, so... That in neuro-linguistic programming fashion, I think, points to your point about the, you know, referring to Malcolm X or creating, you know, a close connection in neurolinguistic programming fashion.
Yeah.
It's an interesting point. I'm not aware of a connection, you know, a connection between Malcolm X and the Salafist movement per se, but it's entirely possible. It's a good point.
Well, I'm not that deep into the knowledge of which brand of Islam that Malcolm X was involved in, but I'll do some research on that. I don't know if it's exactly the point I want to make, but I do think in the future there is going to be an issue with Islam. It will come out of the Black Lives Matter movement. Eventually, it'll surface. But another thing I just want to bring up real quick is that you're mentioning DC Comics, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever get a chance, if you ever get a chance, just do a little Google search of DC Comics ISIS, and just read all the Wikipedia entries on it. It's very, shall we say, enlightening. Did you know there's an ISIS character from DC Comics?
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it much, but yeah, I was aware of that. And, you know,
Good. If you ever have time, read up on the entries, and it's really it's odd. I'll just put it to you that way.
Well, speaking of that, you know, there are the TV shows that people post all that, but it's fascinating that, you know, I mean, the Archer show also, you know, ISIS, the intelligence apparatus, and oops, sorry, we didn't know. Definitely, I'll look into that. DC Comics, ISIS, yeah.
Yeah, there are some very long, involved entries in there, too, and it's not, none of it's really like child's play, I'll just put it to you that way. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll let you go for today, but thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I think, you know, just kind of doing a quick search, there's an article by a guy named Joshua Doubler, published back in 2012, uh-huh. But They Are Nothing Like Us, The Politics of Muslim Men in Prison, and it kind of, just at a glance, it seems to kind of touch on this issue, and it looks basically, it seems to corroborate the point. I would imagine, you know, on further investigation, there is a Wahhabist and Salafist element of the, you know, the Black Lives Matter contingent, the Muslim contingent. Uh-huh. So I think your suspicion is well founded.
Yeah, I think it'll surface. It will surface. I'm pretty sure it will. But
so
I'll just leave you with that, and then we'll.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was just going to say, you know, for you and for the listeners, the Wahhabist and Salafist element is what needs to be, you know, our focus needs to be there, because if we don't see that connection, then we conflate, you know, the general Muslim population with this radical element. Anyway, thanks for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. Folks, we'll be right back. Stick around. More right after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Dave, just like yesterday during the National Intel Report, I really appreciate your call. And that piece that I mentioned, you know, I think that your suspicion is accurate. But the connection is Wahhabism and Salafism. So as far as Black Lives Matter is concerned, the militancy, if there is a religious aspect to it, probably does stem from or tie back to the Wahhabist Salafist element, because it's virtually always that when Islam is discussed and there is a militancy, it's virtually always because of a root of Wahhabist or Salafist leanings or ideology. And so the piece that I found in a quick search by Josh Doubler, published back in August 2012, titled "But They Are Nothing Like Us: The Politics of Muslim Men in Prison," is something I would encourage everyone to read if they're interested in that discussion, the militancy of Black Lives Matter, that is specifically, and the Wahhabist Salafist connection. I haven't read it yet, but I will, and so it'd be interesting to compare notes on that. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, my computer went, busted all up, and then I lost my phone and everything. I'm back on. Okay.
Good to have you back.
What I have to say, some of it is going to be very positive. Some of it is going to be scathing, but I got to get through it all, or it won't make any sense. First of all, and I'll come back to it later on, I believe that you are head and shoulders above every other host on RBN. Next thing. Okay, I'm a day trader, and I only trade in mining stocks. I trade the same stocks over and over again. All right, I've hit a pretty fair lick. So, Stettmiller, if you're listening, that means that I can get a little money into RBN. Okay. The next thing is this. To get at the truth, It is going to be a fight and a battle and controversy. All right. There are posts on RBN, a couple of narcissists. There's a lot of them that are sincere. And there's a lot of them that are just plain incorrect. The same thing over and over again. All right. When you come up, when a caller comes up with anything that doesn't agree with the host, then you get Delphi'd. That meaning the host will take over, hog the conversation, break up your train of thought, and all this. I am so disgusted with that. Utter disgust. Okay? Now, there are troll callers. There most certainly are. Let's come back to Chris Hinckley. If you never mention the Bible, I still think that you're one of the A number one hosts. But I am thankful that you are knowledgeable of the Bible and the Word and bring that to mind, bring it into the conversation from time to time. I know where you're coming from. I know what your foundation is. And as an example, Paul the other day when he called, which I do not agree with, but you give Paul the chance to talk. Now, I don't think Paul was a troll caller. I think that he, as near as I can figure, was sincere and saying what he believed. Okay, if that kind of call happened on most of the RBN shows, he would get cut off or Delphi'd. But you have the courage and the integrity, and you said it the other day, and it's a fact of truth, that you allow people a chance to talk. Now, I don't want to ramble on and eat up a lot of time, but I got to get my thoughts out.
All right. And speaking of that, let's pick up on the other side of the break right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions.
solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already, this Thursday, July 14th, 2016. The phone lines are open. We're on the phones, and we have Fred in Iowa. And, Fred, you were making a point.
Okay. Pride and ego is hell to overcome. All right. If I'm incorrect or in error or wrong, I want to know. I want to know it. Now, it can be humiliating. It can be embarrassing. But hell, I want to know for my own good and other people's good. All right? I'm kind of hyped up here. RBN is so important, so very important, but it needs to be improved and it can be improved. And we talk about this transparency and honesty and freedom of speech and all that. It's going to be hell to go and walk through all this. But if we are trying, really striving in our heart for truth and can come overcome ego and pride and admit we're in an error and have a dialogue and a conversation without trying to denigrate the character of somebody you disagree with. Now, I will reiterate, there are troll callers, and there are hosts that are way out, and I think bad. Well, anyhow, for right now, that covers it for me. I want to get off the air because I want other people to get in, so I'm done. Chris, talk later, okay?
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for your call and your sentiments. I think I understand where you're coming from, and I agree. And this is my point with trying to foster this open dialogue. Really, that's the spirit of today's broadcast. You know, if we could have these conversations, and in contrast to the way that the conversation is shaping up with Joe Pags, you know, if I could perhaps summarize Fred's remarks, instead of steering these conversations, instead of having can't think of the word, not conflict, but something along those lines, instead of, you know, why aren't we having intelligent discourse and dialogue that is not steered, not contrived, not manipulated? I agree with Fred. If I'm in error, I want to know. And I try to mention that if and when I am in error, I try to mention that on the broadcast publicly so that I don't lead others astray. I think it's important for us to do this. If we did that, imagine, you know, I think we have an opportunity to be the most enlightened society the world has ever known, to have the new, you know, the interwebs could be the new Alexandria. But instead, we are propagandized and dumbed down to the point of being what I would call functionally illiterate. We are literate enough to receive the propaganda, and that's about it, which is why we're headed back to a kind of a hieroglyphic age where the symbols communicate the message, but we can't communicate, you know, send or receive danger to one another, which is the sad reality, I think. So we should be having those conversations. I agree. Thanks, Fred. Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, and I agree with both of y'all. We need to have be able to have dialogue. But I also find that many people involved in Patriot Media are as much guilty of being propagandists as the people that they condemn in mainstream media, just on a smaller scale. I agree with Fred. They can be extremely intolerant of different views. It's their way or the highway. And yep. Isn't that just like, you know, in some ways, actually, they're worse than mainstream. People are more mainstream.
Yeah.
So I agree with both of y'all, because we can't get anywhere without some dialogue. And, you know, I refuse to get caught up in this whole judging the Muslims thing. We have as many creeps within the Christian community. You know, like, look at those, dominionists like Ted Cruz, which Texas elected Creepy Cruz as senator. You know, a lot of, and not all Texans, I like some of them, but, you know, I've discussed this with other people, and they say, they admit that I'm right, okay? I've lived in Texas. There is an element of people in Texas. It's like, we're Texans, where they think they're just bigger, badder, and better than everyone else. They can be extremely egotistical. And so, divide, I refuse. I will not be guilty of judging people on race, color, and creed. I refuse to do it. I don't care what I hear. Yes, there are some bad Muslims. But we have bad Christians. Look, like you were talking about the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all that Gladio and Northwood stuff, where they were going to kill America. Those people are not Muslims. Those people are our own Christian government employees. But there is a bias even among the patriots. Oh, they can see the bad in government when the government employees do bad to LaVoy syndicate. Okay? But I will observe them, and if they do bad, they will be against law enforcement if they kill LaVoy syndicate, a white man. But if the cops kill a black person, maybe a little kid playing with a gun in a park, 12-year-old Lamar, they don't go on and on about that for a week, okay? So the thing is, just like that, I've heard them go on and on, and rightfully so, when the little white kid chewed his Pop-Tart into the shape of a pistol, and he got in trouble for that, they went on and on and on about it. And it's true, they should. But then when the little 12-year-old black boy is just gunned down and murdered, just drove up, the film shows it, You don't hear nothing. So, yes, there is a bias. Because let me tell you, we need the white guys. And I'm going to use the Matrix as an example. Who is the hero in the Matrix? Neo's a young white man. That group is integrated. Now, there are some people in the Patriot Movement, they want you to think they're Neo, but they really act more like Cypher if you observe their actions over time. So the thing is, we need the white man to stand up against the white men, like those white men who were behind Northwoods and Gladio, but too many of the people in conservative, they cannot admit that it is part of their own demographic group that has held the power, was corrupted the power, and is responsible for most of the evil. That is the elephant in the room they will not acknowledge. But the thing is, and I don't think, the reason I'm saying this, because I know the B word's probably flying out there, the only reason I'm saying this is I don't think we can succeed until large numbers of good white men can come face to face with this fact instead of automatically always trying to divert the blame to those who held less power. The LGBT community or whatever, I forget all the initials, or whatever, are not the ones who did Gladio or Operation Northwood, okay? And until the white men of this country have the moral courage to face the truth that it is part of their own demographic group that was corrupted by power and is most responsible, because they say the same thing with the Mexicans coming across the border. They wouldn't be coming if somebody wasn't holding a carrot and writing them checks when they got here. They'd be staying home with their families. So the thing is, I'm sorry, and I know this is going to make me unpopular, but I am sick of this. I want peace. I want a good life for everyone to have a decent shot. And then, you know, they want you to believe we live in some kind of meritocracy. That's BS. Okay, it's not true. The system is biased. And until people can admit this, like, I'm sorry, the black people are targeted more. And women learned a long time ago they couldn't go to the police about rape without being insulting and called a tramp again, so they just would go home and cry on their pillow. The system is rigged. The people who set up, really, think about it. People who set up a system, do you really think the people that were in power and set up a system said, oh, let's set up the system where it's unfair to us, but it gives the advantage to everybody else? Who is dumb enough to believe that? But you see, the best way to hold on to an advantage is to pretend that you don't have it. Okay? The thing is, so I want dialogue. I want fairness. I want honesty. And there are too many people that are being dishonest. We have as many rotten little Christians as there are the Muslims or the Jews or whatever. But there are many people who don't have the moral courage because it's uncomfortable. Yeah, the truth hurts. It's uncomfortable. I'm sorry. If you can't face the truth, that there are that many of the people that held power and that were driving the bus, okay, are responsible for running off the road, then you have given me the clue to the true nature of your character. Because if you can't handle that somebody else who just happens to look like you did something wrong, I seriously doubt you're the type of person who owns it when you do something wrong. No, you blame other people. You blame the victim. You blame everybody but yourself. I'm sorry. That makes sense, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Well said.
Well, like I said, I know this is uncomfortable to hear. People want to believe the fairy tale. And I admit it. I was guilty. I look back and I was going, my God, how dumb were you? You see, because you don't realize you were blind. So after you have that epiphany and you see and you look back. So the thing is, I look back. There are realities about our culture where really it's my own people that have screwed me over, okay, in the court system and done crimes against me, middle-class white Christian people. have done more to me than the underclass could ever think of doing. But the thing is, that fact, the very people they taught me, like you said earlier, to believe are the good people who I can trust, are the ones that screwed me over. That had to beat me in the face so many times that when I look back now, I'm embarrassed.
Well,
you know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's, you know, we are conditioned to do that, though. And so, you know, I think of, again, you know, Jesus from the cross saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And the discussion that Jesus had with Pilate just prior to that, you know, him saying, Pilate basically saying, "I'm trying to let you go. They won't let me let you go. What do I do?" And Jesus said, "He who delivered me up to you has the greater sin." So the suggestibilists who know what they're doing and do it on purpose have the greater sin, while the vast majority of the American populace does what you have, you know, spoken to, which is to believe and trust those in positions of authority and public figures to be genuine and virtuous and authentic in what they say, which to me ties back to that quote I always mention of Nesta Webster in World Revolution, published back in 1921, in her investigation of what was happening and speaking specifically of Karl Marx's infiltration of the French Workers' Party and turning them against themselves, essentially. Nesta Webster wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." And that's exactly what happens over and over again. And these people, these suggestibilists, do it on purpose. And if the American people in this case would just see what's happening, see the reality of Nesta Webster's words, for example, taking place today, as you have spoken to, then instead of getting all upset and, you know, getting worked up into a frenzy and mob psychology and running off as a lynch mob and hanging someone in the middle of the night, if we could just have an honest, level-headed discussion, it would probably change pretty quickly. I would say, you know, almost overnight.
And you know what? But it's not reported much. I observed after this incident some really good things the black people were saying about the police. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing is, but the people who want to divide, and many of them are in the patriot community, I have watched how they will, because I have internet access too. Well, not right now, I'm waiting, but in other words, the thing is, they will pass over articles that do not support their agenda, that,
right,
where somebody did something much worse, but it's their demographic group, and they will go find and make a big deal out of something smaller. Some of the stuff, I don't even know how or where they find it. It's such a small thing, and they will sit there and make a big deal out of that. They're deliberately dividing. The people who say they're part of the solution, many of this movement, are some of the most divisive. They're worse than Black Lives Matter. Now, I think some people have suggested, I think it would be better if the people who just would have said maybe Black Lives Matter also, or Black Lives Matter too. Now, I think there's two segments. I think there's some people who sincerely, look, we just want to matter and count too, and there's other parts of this that are funded by people who wish to use this,
right,
to divide people. There are two parts of it, I think.
Yeah, the Soros is in particular. Absolutely. And there's no question that that message is divisive and segregational, as you said. And if we could just, if people would get together and have, it's difficult to do, though. When you have these sound bites floating around, it makes it very difficult. But you're absolutely right. One thing I will say, another way that is used to hold power in Machiavellian fashion, from Machiavelli's The Prince, chapter 20, Machiavelli wrote, "Without doubt, princes become great when they overcome the difficulties and obstacles by which they are confronted. For this reason, Many consider that a wise prince, when he has the opportunity out with craft, to foster some animosity against himself so that, having crushed it, his renown may rise higher. And this is one of the ways that state-sponsored false flag terrorism is used to manipulate people. Stick around. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up after this short break.
Since the 1970s, I have been actively making... Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're on the phones. Going to go back to the phone lines here. Renee, I appreciate your call and your sentiments, particularly lucid today and on point. So thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, I'll be quick. Grew up in Detroit, 60s and 70s. I was about 10 or 11 when Malcolm X got assassinated. I want to address one of your previous callers and yourself at wondering what branch of Islam he was going by. Now, I'm not real sure on that, but I do know that prior to a trip he took to Mecca in about 67, he was by any means necessary. So he was radical. He was point of a gun if necessary. Long story short, He takes a trip to Mecca. He comes back peaceful, asking for change, more like Martin Luther King Jr. We can do it peacefully if we do it wisely. Now, what most people don't know is that Elijah Muhammad wasn't real happy with that. Malcolm X had been in the news. Malcolm X was very well known and had a lot of pull and power within the black community prior to his trip. He came back peaceful to Islam. Elijah Muhammad, I believe, and a lot of black folks in Detroit believe, had Louis Farrakhan assassinate Malcolm X, which is why Farrakhan is in the position he's in now, which is, why the white folks were happy to tell you that it was a white guy that did it, because they were conspiring to create racial division even then. They wanted it then.
Interesting to your point there, Warith Dean, in the piece that I mentioned earlier, but they're nothing like us, the politics of Muslim men in prison. It kind of speaks to sort of what you're talking about, mentions Warith Dean, who was Elijah Muhammad's son, who said religion is just a cover, a tool for extracting emotions. Anyway.
Well, Malcolm X came back. I believe he had a little bit, although I disagree with their son. I think he had a little bit of an awakening when he went to Mecca, and it did not please Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X was set to take his place when he died. He came back peacefully. Elijah Muhammad struck a deal with Farrakhan. Farrakhan was pretty much guaranteed the Nation of Islam, and that's what we're seeing now, major cities across the world. And I wouldn't be surprised to find out that Nation of Islam behind Black Lives Matter, because Farrakhan has actually called for Whitey's got to die. The blue-eyed devil has got to die.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a deeper, darker picture there. And again, wouldn't be surprised if the intelligence community sending folks to get infected with the Salafist Wahhabist doctrine and bring that back, because that's what's happening anyway in the Muslim communities. You know, these mosques that are funded by Saudi money to promote Wahhabist and Salafist studies, and their imams that are intelligence community assets. So it's probably the same MO in COINTELPRO fashion. Appreciate your call too, John. Thanks to all the callers, particularly Lucid and on point today. I really enjoyed it. I hope it was informative for you too. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
A dime that you can really trust. A medical doctor endorsed product.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.